Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Well, Joe Bruspilas, one of the biggest stories on Wall Street. For the first time, SAC Capital founder, the hedge fund, Stephen Cohen, has been linked to an insider trading investigation, not named by name, but they do, prosecutors mention a hedge fund manager saying that he spoke with former SAC portfolio manager about the specific stocks in question. The manager, Matthew Martoma, was charged yesterday with insider trading violations. We've got the perfect person to speak with, that friend to the show, Arthur Levitt. He is the former SEC chairman. He's also a Bloomberg board member and advisor to Goldman Sachs. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. So what do you make of the fact that for the sixth time, the Securities and Exchange Commission is going after SAC, but for the first time, Stephen Cohen is linked to this investigation?
Well, I think clearly they're trying to build a case, but Cohen is very smart, very capable, and they have lots and lots of compliance people there to try to keep everybody on the right track. Frankly, I'd be surprised if this case found itself directly on Cohen's doorstep. I think the standards of liability are so difficult that Congress has created in order to bring a case against someone like Cohen that I suspect that he's very well protected and well lawyered in order to avoid being implicated in some of the stuff his people have been caught up in.
Now, Arthur, you know, this is part and parcel, I think, of a larger story, which is the SEC and the federal regulators have stepped up oversight of all of the exchanges. Now, have these exchanges developed a systematic trading advantage for very sophisticated clients? And how do you really differentiate between legal, not legal in that far end of the universe?
I think what the SEC is trying to do is to discover whether officials might have given some firms more information about how their trading systems operate than they gave to others, giving them an edge over ordinary investors. Now, this could call for the SEC to ultimately require exchanges to disclose more details about how their order types work and how they interact with other trading orders. They could also take a tougher stance in approaching new order types. The Commission has never rejected an exchange order type proposal, so I think that's what's at foot here.
At what point is the federal government persecuting firms for asking the right questions or having the knowledge to ask the right questions, or alternatively, firms not asking the right questions, thus giving other firms an advantage?
Well, I think this is all linked with market structure and the issue of internalization. 20 years ago, that was the major market reform issue to keep firms from internalizing, and now we have almost totally internalized market structure. I think the Commission is stepping back and taking another look at this in terms of whether the small investor is being disadvantaged by the large investor. I don't think that's the case. I think our markets really operate more smoothly, more seamlessly today than ever before. But the new products that have been introduced create great complexities with new trading strategies, new players, and faster markets where the margin of error has narrowed substantially.
Arthur, it looks as though Chairman Mary Shapiro is going to resign from the SEC within the next few weeks. What do you hear about this, and what suggestions do you have for her as she says goodbye?
I think it's likely that she will resign within the next several weeks. I think she could make a great and an important statement by saying that the most important undone issue, a virtual national tragedy, has been the failure of the Commission to get their act together and enact money market reform, where money markets have to mark their holdings to the market. This statement by her of the singular importance to the national well-being of our markets, of the importance of reforming money markets, would leave an indelible image upon her reputation. I think That's what she should go out with, whether she does the traditional goodbye, it's been a great experience, only time will tell, but I think this is a statement well worth making.
All right, Arthur Leavitt, always good to check in with you. No shortage of timely topics there. Arthur, of course, the former SEC chairman himself, he's a Bloomberg board member, and an advisor to Goldman Sachs.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.